When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of reactionary recriminations and backstabbing bureaucrats
in the real and actual 2006. I'm Erin Rain. I'll be your Barb Wexler today. Let's meet my henchmen.
Hi, my name's Jeff Murdoch, and I'm playing the henchman Dutch Stewart.
Hi, my name is Claire Linick, and I'm playing the hench woman Trish.
Hi, I'm Alan Linick, and I'll be playing the henchman Jeb Murdoch.
And I'm Tyler Samples. I'm also a henchman, and I will be playing Coral Morgan.
So, as you can tell, I'm running the game today, which is, like, not your norm. We're playing Mission Accomplished, a version of that for Barb's henchmen. And the first thing we're going to do is... So, this is a meeting of my hench people. We have caught an escaped Bondelgrob hybrid. And actually, right now, I'm going to roll to see what that was. So, I've got this big list of cryptids. I'm going to roll... 165-sided die. You wish you could see it.
I do.
I rolled a 25, so that leaves us with an adlet, and I don't know what that is. So I'm going to Google it real quick and let everybody know. And just so you know, we're taking a step back. So this escaped Bondelgrob is like the beginning of the end for the Black Site. So this meeting took place before the events of our true and tried and true gang reaching the Black Site in Barora, Nebraska. And our creature today is an adlet, which is an Inuit mythological creature from Greenland. And it's kind of like a humanoid with dog head and dog legs. It's a bloodthirsty creature. I'm going to send a picture of it to my friends here.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you looking it up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. So everyone's looking it up.
Yeah, this thing is cool as hell.
I looked it up. It's scary.
Yeah, it's scary. There's some sexy pictures of it on the internet, like with anything.
It's like an athletic werewolf. Like, yeah, I am seduced.
Exactly. An athletic werewolf. Exactly. And so that's, and we caught a bundladlet. A bundladlet is what we caught. So that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Before we start our meeting, before we get all into the game, I'd like to go around and sort of generate characters. I think some of us have done that work already,
mm-hmm.
but let's hear from everyone going around the table. Let's start with you, Jeff. Tell us about your person.
Thank you. Jeff is no more. I am now Dutch Stewart. My area of expertise is animal handling. I am a hench male, and I was born with an extra thumb behind my right ear.
That's horrifying. Thank you so much, Jeff.
I'm giving you a thumbs up right now.
Oh, God. Thank you. Claire, how about you? Let's hear from you.
Okay. Now, I am going to be attempting a Southern accent today, and I want everyone to suspend their disbelief for this. So here we go.
Suspended.
As a Southerner, I'll allow it.
Thank you so much. It is going to be what I can only describe as casually offensive. I'm Trish, and I am just like everyone's favorite person in the office. You know what I'm saying? Like kind of everybody's friend, grandma, aunt, mom, all of the good female matriarchs. And I've been legally dead for 5 years. Well, I legally dead 5 years ago, but I'm, you know, that's just kind of my fun fact at like a party.
At a party. Thank you so much. Love partying with Trish. Alan, let's hear from you.
Well, Alan is gone now and being replaced by Jeb Murdoch. What's up, YouTube? It's your boy, Jeb Murdoch.
It's not bothering me at all.
How's everybody doing? Hey, here's a fun fact about old Jeb. Due to a clerical error, my name is listed on a recently erected War of 1812 memorial.
Wow. Congratulations. Wow.
Yeah. So, hey, you may have been legally dead for 5 years, but I'm like kind of dead for 200.
We can do the math later. Tyler, let's hear from you.
Well, Tyler's not here anymore and is instead replaced by Coral Morgan. I am Fred Coral Morgan. And a fun fact about me, I am thrice nominated as Topeka, Kansas's least hireable man. Always a bridesmaid.
Wow. And I just want to make sure, did everyone tell me what your specialty is? Tyler, what's your specialty here?
I have been put in charge of monster containment.
Monster containment. Thank you. And sorry, I meant to say Coral. Trish, what's your specialty again? Just remind
me. I'm a sketch artist.
Sketch artist. We need that. And Jeb, how about you? What's your specialty?
You know, people love talking to old Jeb Murdoch. That's why I'm the canvassing expert, baby. I do the interviews. I do the footwork. I talk to the people.
This doesn't bother me at all.
And Dutch,
stay strong, bud.
I think you told us, but can you just review your specialty for us?
Yes, I am an animal handler, and that's I want to make it clear I handle animals, and I don't handle monsters.
Great. So now Aaron is still here, but I'll let you know when Aaron's gone and Barb has joined us. So next thing we're going to do is everyone's going to write one thing that went horribly wrong while trying to catch the hybrid and one way you helped catch the hybrid. This is public information. It's not a secret. So let's take a moment and everyone will write down their ideas. All right, great. So I have everyone's what went wrong and one thing that, you know, you did right. Awesome. Next, now you're going to do some secret information. So what we're going to do is you will pick another player and send a note to me about how they helped catch the hybrid, and also pick a different player and send a note to me about how they complicated or compromised or, you know, fucked up catching the hybrid.
Wait, so we pick, and it can be whoever?
Yeah, pick two different people. So one, something they did well to catch the hybrid, to bundle Adlet, and one, something they did badly to, like, almost make it fail. And it can be whoever.
Can I use the bathroom real quick, too, while I do this?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, if you text me from the toilet, even better.
Oh, you got it.
Okay, I'm pretty proud of these.
I'm pretty excited.
Is Dutch Stewart related to French Stewart?
You'll never know.
Oh, God, I didn't know you were back.
He never left. Back. Jeff says he's going to go to the bathroom and just sits around in case someone talks about him.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say, yeah, and honestly, not enough talk of me.
Yeah, which
that
is
was the first thing
100% something I would have done in seventh grade, for real.
And the other thing to also be aware is that Barb's explicit job in this is to pit us against each other. So
it's not going to work.
It will.
Yeah. Our bonds can't be broken.
They can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
It is okay. It is good. Okay, everyone, come into my office.
All right. Excuse me.
Yep. Got it.
I'd like you to all sit on the floor.
Could somebody get that chair for me?
Sit on the floor, I said, please. That allows me to maintain my power position.
I'm sitting.
Sorry, Barb.
Okie dokie smokies, time to call this meeting to order. As you know, this is Barb Wexler's Renegade Offshoot for Financial Leverage, or ROFL. If you call it raffle in my hearing, I will skin your toes. Hand me my purse, would ya?
Okay.
I need to get my non-prescription reading glasses from CVS Pharmacy. They're a branded partner of ROFL. Yeah, I have an astigmatism. Now, I actually called you into this meeting, and I'm going to make a power move by walking out the door. And I want you all to sit here quietly. You can have a little chit-chat, but I'm working on something important, okay? So wait for me, and as long as I take, I take. And as long as you sit, you sit, okay?
Roger.
Door open, Foley sound, creaking, and closed door.
She's a powerful woman.
Now, can I get everyone just a bottle of water? Just a quick bottle. I am parched.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I'm good. My mouth is full of saliva. I don't need anything.
Hey, I just want to say that, like, no matter what happens in this meeting, I'm still excited to go see Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift with you guys later.
Oh, absolutely. I got a coupon program that I have gone so many times, they are giving me a free popcorn. Okay?
Now, do I have to have seen the other two?
There were three.
Wait, there's three? This series is too big.
Yeah, well, there's Fast and Furious.
What's the idea of it?
The general gist. Coral, you're going to love this show.
I doubt it.
My man, the general drift. Really?
I don't much go for modern movies.
Oh, no, this one's great. Okay, so there's like this gang of family, no, gang. Oh.
I don't like gangs.
You're basically in a gang, Coral.
No, we are a legitimate company.
I like to think of us more as like an operation, you know?
Yes.
But much like Fast and the Furious, I do think of us as family.
Huh?
Okay, I'm listening. There's family.
Oh, there's a lot of family, and there's a lot of foolishness. That's kind of the two main things.
Oh, that's what the F's are for, foolishness and family.
100%.
Oh, they're for Fast and Furious.
Oh.
Good for you, Jeb.
Huh?
Good.
Ha!
Now, how do you all know each other?
We work with you.
Yeah, well, we work together. I do think that Jeb looks familiar. I think I've seen your YouTube channel.
Yeah, I do a lot of walking up to strangers and then like tricking them into eating stuff out of my pockets.
That's pretty good.
Now tell me more about this YouTube.
YouTube is pretty much a kind of a new platform where anybody could just like upload videos that they want. You know what? Let's take a little video together.
That's
and
dangerous.
I'll just put it on the...
That's very dangerous. You have to be so careful these days.
What? Trish, it's not Wikipedia. It's a trustworthy platform.
Mm-mm. I had a man come over who said he was selling me knives. I caught him taking a photo of me.
With his knives? Wait, Trish, do the knives take photos? I mean, that's a pretty good invention.
No, he had a camera, and I caught him. Long story short, he is dead.
You killed him. Well, that's good. Honestly, though, I think I really like the idea of knives that take photos. You can take a photo of your food as you chop it.
Yeah, smart knife.
Yes.
What if they made like a hands-free knife, like a Bluetooth knife?
I like it.
What's a Bluetooth?
Oh, you would love a Bluetooth. It's like a little thing that sticks on your ear, and then that way you can talk on the phone without even using your hands.
My grandma had a Bluetooth.
No.
It was what killed her.
Did you know that Bluetooth is a Danish king, I believe, or a Nordic king from years ago? A little fun thing about that.
I don't
that.
Go for anything Nordic.
Not even the track.
Okay, that one I didn't get. Okay,
yeah.
Jeff, you're gonna love this. You of all people, Nordic yes. Track is like
Buckle
a
up.
Workout system.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And so he was like, I don't like anything Nordic, and he's like,
a Stairmaster?
Like, yeah, and he's like, even the track.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Is what I said.
Right, but what is a Nordic? What is it? What
Son,
is it?
How like old are you?
Me? I'm 22.
Oh God. Oh.
Gosh, they get younger and younger.
So am I every birthday. Am I right?
Really? Whoa. I thought you were like 55.
Okay. Just take a step
hey,
back.
Hey, you watch your language, young man. We're all 55.
How old are you? Are you all 55? You sound radically different.
It's wild.
Every year, 55, just like her joke.
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Hey, how old do you guys think Barb is? If you had to guess.
Oh,
you're walking up.
Oh, yeah, we don't
that's
do that.
A slippery slope. You don't want to go down that path.
The walls have ears.
Wow. So.
I would guess 33.
Oh, you're a dead man for
Ooh,
sure.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Okay, so you have a death wish.
Wait, why is guessing 33 a death wish? 33 is like the hottest age.
You don't
that's
guess.
The age Jesus Christ was.
You think
when
Jesus Christ
killed.
Is hot?
Yeah, have you seen him?
No, I haven't. Who is he?
Got to let him into your heart. Hottest presence.
Wait, are you a Christian YouTuber?
You know it.
Oh no.
That's why my pranks are so family friendly. Yeah.
Oh, so what's the stuff you make them eat? Is it like the body of Christ?
It's like candy and wafers and grape juice.
Out of your pockets?
Yeah.
There's grape juice in your pockets? No.
Well, yeah, I can't give people wine. I'm not a priest.
You know, communion is a two-person consent act in this state.
Jesus never pranked anyone, I think.
Tell that to the moneylenders'
tables.
Yeah,
I was going to say the temple.
Up top.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. That one was a good one.
I don't know if that's a prank. Is that a prank, just knocking over the tables?
Dutch, it sounds like you need to watch a little show called Trigger Happy TV.
Trigger Happy TV.
Hey, Dutch, here, take this bottle of water.
All right, then look at me.
And I knock it out of his hand.
Oh, it was the top was off. No, it looks like I wet myself.
Yeah, you got pranked.
So wholesome. Up top.
You know what? Now I just got to pee on myself to even it out.
No,
wait,
don't.
No, don't.
No, don't do that. Oh. No, you're in Barb's office. Are you crazy?
He's doing it. He's doing it. Okay.
Oh, no. Barb's not going to be happy about pee on the floor.
Let it out.
I pranked you. No, I pranked you.
No, that's not a prank.
Oh, you should put this on your YouTube.
I don't have one.
I should be filming this.
Yeah, where's your camera?
Oh, we missed it. Okay.
Hold
on. Maybe tomorrow.
I just got this new digital camcorder for my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
It was a couple months
ago. How old are you?
20. I'm still 22.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, we all are.
Yeah, so am I every year on my birthday.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. This is fun. It's so nice to have people that are friends and coworkers.
Yeah, nothing will ever come between us.
Yeah. No one said anything negative in their action reports, right?
No, of course not.
No, of course not.
Why would I?
We are friends.
I didn't do anything wrong.
No, I just kind of spelled out what happened, you know, in like a very succinct way.
Yeah, same.
I was sort of like a YouTube. I just recorded it like you do on YouTube. Okay.
Okay, everyone, shut up.
Oh,
I'm back. She's been here the whole time.
Barb, welcome back.
Barb, hi.
No, I just got back. Hi. Good to see ya.
He peed himself.
I'm sorry, who peed themselves?
It's water. It's water. It was a prank.
Is it on the floor of my office?
No.
Yeah.
Just Coral.
Lick it up right now. Lick it up.
Are you talking to me or Coral?
Whose prank?
Doesn't matter. I want it.
Okay. Drink it. Drink it like a little piggy. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. Should we be here for this?
You should. Everyone watch. And if you want in, spill
some
water
look
on
away.
The floor.
As an animal handler, I'm used to licking up piss. I get it.
God. Okay, so time for this meeting. So let me go over a few things. I know you're familiar with them. I made you memorize them, and I branded you on your arms if you didn't do it right.
That's
but
right.
Not everybody knows, so I'm just going to go over it one time. So here you go. The 7 values of Barb. I won't make you recite them. 1, a commitment to excellence. Every hench person has a responsibility to Barb to deliver their best work at all times. Efficiency. Barb values the most result with the least effort. Duh. Avoid unnecessary tangents. I don't like to hear it. Side quests, subplots, and personal vendettas. Those are all my areas of expertise. Team spirit.
Expertise.
We're all in this for Barb. Stick together, look out for one another, and keep your fellow hench people informed at all times. Avoid selfish actions, petty grudges, impulsive decisions, and lone wolf tactics. Those are my areas. Personal development. Barb wants to see you become your best self. You're in my downline. Be willing to seize opportunity. Own your achievements. Respect for authority. Barb has your best interests in mind. Cooperate with her and those she puts in power above all else. Respect their decisions. Lick up the water. Inventory management. Hench people are assigned a standard issue survival kit. Do not lose it. An unregistered contraband puts your fellow hench people at risk. Fiscal responsibility. Proper mission budgeting is a huge part of Barb's success. Be sure to file all expected expenses with accounting and avoid unnecessary spending, unapproved purchases, damaging expensive equipment, and unplanned costs. I don't want to see it, guys. All right. So what we're going to do here is, we're just going to go over the mission. I want to hear how it went. And some things didn't go so good, did they? So today you'll be receiving a Barb Bucks. For anything you did a good job with.
Oh, yeah.
Sign me up.
I want that.
I want some Barb Bucks.
And if you did a bad job on something, you're going to get an extra skin tag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Both physical and metaphorical. And I get to decide where it goes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Some offices use a demerit system. I think that that's
weak.
I think it's silly and weak. And never speak for me. Never speak for me, Jeb. Ever, ever again.
You got it, boss.
Thanks so much. Okay. So, but I do think weak was a good choice of words. So that's when Barb Buck for you. See how
Whoa.
That works? Sometimes
Thank
taking
you.
Initiative works. Never, ever interrupt me. But you get a Barb Buck. Okay. Walk me through what happened, everyone, starting with where you were when the Bondeladlet first escaped. Dutch, start us off.
Well, thank you so much, Barb. We were all down in the mess. It was around brekkie time, and we were finishing up our oatmeal, because that is what you always tell us to eat, so we are ready to go and not too heavy or grease down. And that's when we heard the howl.
Oh, that's when you heard the howl. Okay.
Now, I leapt into action immediately and said, let me take care of this, and I kicked the door down, and I looked to see what it was.
Well, you know what? That's all you need to tell me. I just need to know where you were to try to listen next time. Okay? Thanks so much.
Sorry, that was my bad.
No, that's fine.
Wow, he's interrupting you a lot.
Yeah, you know what? And you just interrupted him, so that's a skin tag, and that one's going on your neck.
Ouch!
Oh, that's visible.
Oh, my God. There it is.
It's a little one. Just a little one, but
dessert.
Don't forget to keep track of your barb bucks. I don't have time, and I don't want to look at your skin tag. So when you get one, write it down. Thanks so much. Okay, Trish, where were you when this all started?
Oh, you know, I was just there doing my morning routine, doing some stretches, making my coffee, catching up on real quick some of my stories, and just about to head towards the mess hall for brekkie. And that's when I heard the howl.
Wow, your stories are really lining up. It's encouraging and a little bit boring. Huh, that's interesting. Okay, Jeb, where were you?
Well, I had actually just finished my oatmeal and took my bowl and plate into the kitchen. And just as I went through it, that's the door that Dutch kicked down. And he actually splintered it and sent me flying and broke my bowls.
Yeah. If I may, I found out that door was installed incorrectly by Jeb. And I checked on the site, and it was listed as installed by Jeb, but it was on backwards. So that's why it was hard to open with my hands.
This is the start of a fun little cat fight, and I'm just going to dangle it in front of myself for now. Thanks so much. Coral? Can I call you Coral? I know I
Please.
Can.
Please, yeah.
Where were you when this all started?
Well, I was getting ready to go to breakfast. I was in the cell with the creature.
Oh, sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I was... Oh. I was in there with it. I had just finished taking it on a walk.
Okay. Honestly, I'm a little surprised. You know what? I'm going to give you a barb buck for admitting it. Because it seems like you're admitting a lot right now. I'm just going to be honest
with
you.
You asked where I was and I told you.
Actually, Coral, I'm confused because I thought animal handling was Dutch's job.
Well, monster containment is mine. If you remember, Dutch is only animals, not monsters.
I made
monsters.
It very clear. I take care of animals. Monsters are out of my jurisdiction.
Well, you know, I actually did hear that Coral, despite this admission of terrible guilt, perhaps, did stop the team from running when we first spotted the monster. Can you tell me a little bit more about that, Coral?
Yeah, well, I left the door open on accident, you know, when I was going out to get more stuff.
Throwing himself under the bus.
When I was going out to get more slop and
Coral, mark a skin tag and keep going.
Oh, playing somebody incompetent is so funny to me. So I was going out, and then it slipped past me. It just sort of started running down the hall, so I called out to everybody, and I tried to make a big enough commotion that everybody would come and look. I thought for sure, with all those bodies around, they'd be able to topple on it and capture it. Silly me for trusting my teammates.
All those bodies around?
Well, all the people, you know, all the folks in the mess, they all have breakfast without me every time. I thought they'd all come out and, you know, kind of boom, bomb, shish, kaboom, and take it down.
I just need to confirm. Are you saying you tried to let the Bondle Adlet kill as many of your fellow co-workers as possible?
No.
Okay.
Yes, it's true. He says this all the time. He keeps saying that, I hope this monster kills you all. He plays it off as a joke, but he seems very serious about it.
He does say that, and he has a tendency to leave those doors open specifically when he knows we're all eating breakfast.
No. And he calls us bodies all the time. He's,
no,
he's
you're
like,
getting
what's
it
up
wrong.
With you bodies?
I always say, I hope this monster kills you.
Trish, what do you have to say about all of this?
Now, I always thought that was kind of a little joke. Every time he says that, I thought it was a little joke, because as you know, I'm legally dead, So, but anyways, right. I see the Bondle Adlet and I leap into action. I have been trained for this, and I pull out my paper and my charcoal and I sketch it. And I draw it, and I draw.
She just drew it as it ran by.
I'm sorry. This is a team, and everybody has. If you're a gear in a machine, and the next day you decide, you know what? I'm not a gear. I'm a flower petal. Guess what that's going to do? It's going to ruin the whole machine. So I did my part.
Well, Trish, I actually did hear about this. I did hear that you drew a life-size decoy of my stupid sister, Susan Wexler. that caught the creature's attention long enough for the team to get sort of into fighting stance.
Now, yeah, and I know that this is none of my business, but I thought you might like to see the sketch because she looks really silly in it.
I do. Oh, no.
Oh, here. Look at this.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at that. What's that? That's a marinara stain. Now,
Suze cannot pull off a cardigan. She can't pull it off. And I really like that picture. That's a Barb buck. That's a Barb buck.
The real miracle is that she can pull one on.
Oh no, that's a Barb buck. Oh no. It's
funny for you to say, considering she's got the same body that Barb does.
Oh no.
No, it's not.
So. You know that skin tag's going right on your hand.
Oh, okay. Give me the glove.
Okay. That's going right on your hand. No, you can't wear the glove. Oh, everyone will see it.
But you don't want to see it.
I won't look at it.
Fair enough.
Oh, you think she's looking at you. Okay, that's rich.
Oh, I have another question for the group.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that my social security card was dropped during the fracas. Now, I don't know why someone was holding my social security card, and it seems like I might have a identity theft issue to deal with. So who can tell me about that?
Actually, Jeb, I think you would want to jump in at this point.
Yeah. I would want to jump in because this is what happened. I was, you know, I canvass. I'm out here. I'm asking questions. How did this happen?
I'm guilty. Keep going.
Okay,
why would you admit that, Trish?
No.
I didn't want to throw it on Trish like this.
Yeah,
but
she said it just right in front of all of us.
She did just admit it.
Honestly, I'm going to give you a skin tag for that, Dutch, because that sounds like a personal vendetta.
That's honestly, the only thing personal about it is the fact that Trish does not take this job seriously. Why would she even make that insensitive joke around you in such a situation? I'm taking the skin tag because I deserve it.
That's right. You know, you turned that around really well. Because at first I thought that was back talk. And
no,
you know
no,
that
no.
does there's no back talk in this office. Okay.
Well, so, to sum up, I mean I was canvassing and yeah, it was pointed out to me that some documents were being carried by Trish and she did just say it. She is guilty of it. But she had some kind of like full body post trauma response where she just started like shaking and throwing her hands around. It kind of looked like she was trying to do the Dougie. And in the course of it, she tossed a lot of the papers up in the air. And I think your social security card slid under the door and out into the breeze.
Oh,
and I
goodness.
Watched it fly away like the feather from Forrest Gump.
Sorry. You watched it fly away. Did you run after it?
I tried. But one of Dutch's classic practical jokes caught me up and he had tied my shoes together. I fell down.
No, that is funny, though. So I can't vouch
really
for
funny.
That.
Now, the thing about that is I didn't do that per se. I trained my squirrel to do that. And it was going to be a surprise for your 22nd birthday, Barb.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. You. Oh, well.
Now, I seem to remember Barb said, hard and fast rule day one, never mention age around Barb.
That's true. But, you know, I never thought the age would be 22. No one's ever gotten my age right before. And I actually feel a little seen. So I'm going to give you a Barb book for that.
Why, thank you.
Hey, Jeb, how old did you think Barb was?
Yeah, Jeb, did you make a guess earlier?
Yeah.
Well, earlier, I did guess 33. And you know what? Seems
that's
like I was wrong.
That's a skin tag, and we're not going to ask that. That's a skin tag. Skin tag.
I think Yikes. 33 is the coolest year.
That's
just
a
for
skin
the record.
Tag. If you... Say it again and see what happens.
Barb, say the word and I will train a squirrel to slap him silly.
I'd like to see that.
Also, just to go back to the social security card, I did get what I recently learned was fished with a PH. Someone's phone scammed me for my Social Security card, but it was from a phone that was used in InSight. And I did hear sort of like internet advertisements playing in the background. I know Jeb's on YouTube a lot. So I guess really I just want to say.
So you want me to get to the bottom of it?
Yeah. Well, if you do have my Social Security number, Jeb, if you could give it back, I would appreciate it.
Oh, you don't know what it is anymore?
No, I gave it to him.
I understand. I want to give you a skin tag for that, but I just think it's mean at this point, and I never say that.
Well, could you just have him give it back?
Okay.
Well, look, I didn't want to reveal this at this time, but I was actually using your Social Security card to plan a birthday party for you, and now the surprise is kind of ruined, but...
Are you talking to me, or are you talking to...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're talking to me. I thought you were talking about someone else's birthday party, and I was about to give you a skin tag.
No. Who else? What? Who has birthdays?
No, we don't have birthdays anymore.
Great point. You know what? I'm going to move on from this. Skin tag, because I don't like surprises. I don't.
Jeb?
A skin tag to Jeb, for sure. I don't like surprises, and I don't like people stealing my cards.
Hey, Barb, permission to lick up some more water from the ground?
Permission granted.
Oh.
And Dutch, speaking of which, I actually heard something kind of nice about you. I heard that a random local started going into hysterics. I don't know why there was a random local around. We'll have to talk to the security about that.
I mean, I do know why they were here. It was Fred's nephew. Invited him in. He said it would be fine to bring him in. Barb wouldn't care. I think that's the exact wording Fred said.
Oh, he didn't say Barb wouldn't care. He said Barb would never know.
Oh, and for a second I was like, who's Fred? And I was I said
Barb would never know where... I said Barb would never know what I was feeding the monsters.
You are feeding the monsters your nephew?
Yeah, he sucks.
Oh!
He's the worst. He's the worst kid I've ever had to deal with. He was legally 18, so I fed him to an adult.
Honestly, Coral, here's what I'm going to tell you. I really appreciate you giving me plausible deniability in this circumstance. So I'm going to give you a Barb buck. And Dutch, I heard that you slapped and shook that kid for 10 and a half minutes till he calmed down.
Yeah.
And that really helped.
Yeah, it really helped him slide the kid into the pit.
Yeah,
he was like climbing up the wall and said, "Oh gosh, don't worry, I'll calm him down and then we'll shove him in there together."
Yeah, I'll be honest, it did buy us a lot of time.
That sounds like some great teamwork. And actually, you know what? This is a Barb buck for both of you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was just unfortunate how much Jeb got in the way and kept arguing that we couldn't do it for ethical reasons.
Jeb, you were arguing against feeding our experimental monsters for ethical reasons? What the hell do you think monsters eat?
Well, Barb, I just, my sense of theology kicked in. I was like, no, the only human we're allowed to imbibe for is the flesh of the Lord and, the blood of his blood.
That's
so
obviously a skin tag. And I'm wondering if you want to go work for Susan, who doesn't like killing humans for the sake of monsters.
Oh, my God.
Ew. No, that ew, name, please. It's making my head hurt.
Yeah, it's so gross. Please don't
make
me do that.
Is that something you want to do? Are you
no,
sure?
No, that would absolutely tank my YouTube views. Have you seen what the social media accounts look like for those kids she has?
Doesn't sound very ethical, does it? Sounds a little bit more like you're at home where you are. So maybe
you're right.
I'd like to feed those kids to the monster.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Dang, we should just feed me to the monster. Maybe I'll finally be useful around here.
Maybe so. Maybe so. All right. You know what? I've heard enough of that. I want to talk to Trish for a second. Because we're talking about what, monsters eat. And I heard that you actually locked yourself and the monster into a broom closet to save a kitty cat.
Okay,
is that true?
Now, I did do that. Now, here's what I got to tell you about me. Humans, D-. Cats, A+.
Now, I agree with you 100%. I just need to know a little bit about how you did it. What was the circumstances?
Okay. So in all the chaos, okay, everyone's running around. Everybody's yelling. Jeb crying just a little bit.
A lot.
Okay. He's crying a lot. I didn't know what to say for sure. And all of a sudden, what do I see before my eyes but a little tabby? And guess who's running for it? The Bondelet.
Oh, no.
And I said to myself, I said, Trish, this is your moment. This is your moment. You are representing Barb right now. You are a representative. And that cat was in the way. And what I did was I stormed in into the animal. I said, no, to the Bondelet. No, get in here. I am going to talk to you. We are having a talk. And he saw how serious I was. And I used my teacher voice. You know, I was a teacher for 3 years before I was asked kindly to leave. And so I get us into the closet and I was said, I'm ashamed of you.
Wow.
I'm ashamed of what you did today.
But wait, wow. And why did you come out of the closet covered in hickeys?
Earl was going to ask the same thing. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I think I have an answer to that because I heard you had covered yourself in honey and offered yourself up as bait. Is this all part of the same thing or is that separate?
Okay, I can't believe I have to tell you this. That's kind of a separate thing.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that later. Okay.
Yeah, there was a lot of... I just have to say, I don't know if the rest of you saw this. I felt like there were a lot of sparks between Trish and the Bondelet. There was a real will they or won't they.
Yeah, it felt like they sort of knew each other.
Yeah, it was gross. They kept using little pet names for each other.
Rule number one, who's allowed to date the monsters here? Who's that?
No one.
Who is it?
I heard someone
start to say it. Barb. Yeah, Barb. That's right. That's right. So,
and what we were doing, Barb, nowhere near dating.
Well, that was funny, but you know, I like a body joke as much as anybody else.
Barb, I'm so sorry to say this. As you know, I'm in charge of the monsters and the containment and everything. I've seen a lot of notes inside that Bondelet's cage. I can't explain where they're coming from, but they seem like love letters.
Can you hand me one right now?
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, this is very filthy. I'm not going to read this out loud, but I'll keep it in my purse.
Notice all those drawings on it.
I noticed. I saw them, and I'm going to give you a skin tag, Trish. I'm going to give you a skin tag for that.
No, now wait a second.
I feel like you've been
playing
out of school. Oh, now wait a second. Okay, and I'm nervous to hear about this honey thing, honestly. So I'm going to save that for later. I'm nervous about it. It doesn't make me feel good, but that's okay. Jeb, I want to talk to you about something. And it's going to be uncomfortable for you and comfortable for me. I heard that you kept calling the monster mommy, and that made everyone feel very uncomfortable. What's that about?
You know who it made feel the most uncomfortable, Barb? The monster. And we use that confusion to our advantage. Because
I'd like to argue that that's not true.
Okay, well, I was just about to describe how you help, but I guess I'm going to leave that out, Dutch, because apparently it didn't work.
Well, you can tell her. I just don't want to take credit for it.
All right, well, I was like, okay, mommy, you have to settle down. Mommy, come over here, mommy. Mommy, look at me. And the bundle grab was really confused. And while the bundle idlet was confused, Dutch crept up behind it and said, and now daddy's here, and grabbed the bundle idlet by the neck. And they actually almost managed to wrestle it back into the containment cage.
Yeah, we got pretty close.
Almost.
It was it was an interesting effort. Barb, I got to say, the one part I was confused by was why Jeb was wearing a baby outfit the whole time. Yeah.
I had to complete the illusion, Coral. You wouldn't know anything about that because you're not subscribed to my freaking YouTube channel.
Let me tell you, I know a thing or two about diapers, okay?
Coral, is this around the same time that you tripped and fell on the monster, pinning it into place?
That's what happened, yeah. As the daddy came in, I was just trying to walk away, just try to get away from the whole thing, and I plumb tripped on my shoelaces, and I fell right on top of it.
And didn't you fall asleep there for a while?
Yeah, I did. Do you know how soft the fur of an adlet is?
I unfortunately do.
Yeah, better than most. Yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
and
I
you
fell
have a skin
asleep.
Tag right on your elbow to prove it.
Oh, no, not another.
No, it's the same one. It's the same one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm tough but fair.
So I did fall asleep on it, but it wasn't able to get anywhere. I mean, I have trouble enough getting up on my own. I can't imagine how hard it was for it.
I'm going to give you a bar buck for it. I don't know. I'm just feeling like that was helpful.
So, and I will say, it did calm us all down a little bit, because you're like, if you're fearing for your life and you look over and someone's asleep?
Yeah.
Okay, how much danger can we be in if someone's sleeping right through it?
And Jeb got the whole thing on his YouTube channel. He says he's going to monetize it.
Yeah, I'm going to funnel that money back into the organization, Barb, just like we talked about.
Oh, I'm going to give you a bar buck for that right now. Even if it's a lie, it's a clever one.
Well,
it's really cool. And you know what? Coral's actually going to loan me some of his free-to-use xylophone music to play underneath it.
As long as you credit it appropriately, yeah.
I'm gonna. You know I kind of came down on you for practicing the xylophone so much when you're supposed to be doing monster containment stuff, but it's going to pay off in the long run.
Music soothes a savage beast. Also, though, Jeb, I do have concerns. I did look it up, and yeah, you have had geolocation on for all your videos.
You're darn tootin'. Otherwise, where will people know where to send their fan mail?
I'm sorry, you've had geo... So people could just come here willy-nilly?
I mean, they're already doing that if you didn't hear about the nephew story.
Well, we make sure that none of them leave.
You do. How do you make sure of that?
We feed it to, well, the monsters.
Okay. Plausible deniability. That's all I need to hear. Oh, you know, speaking of which, Jeb, I actually have another question for you. I don't mean to single you out here.
Hey, no problem, Barb.
I heard that you let the creature eat the security chief.
You
were too busy responding to a MySpace troll. It doesn't sound like it was a decision. It sounds like it was a mistake.
Well, here's the deal. Was once we had gotten, like, pinned him down, you know, Coral's sleeping on it. We got him basically inside the door. We're like, should we close it? I don't know. Coral's in there. So we called the security team. I thought it was basically a done deal. So I went back to my day-to-day business, which is representing the brand online. And that's where, you know, while I had my back turned, of course, Dutch was the one who was talking to the security chief. And I guess I didn't see this happen, but the security chief, quote, tripped into the Bondle Adlet's mouth is what Dutch told me. And when I turned back, Dutch was pocketing his watch. I don't know. That's all I saw.
Huh. Dutch, that makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, it would make me nervous too. But here's the thing. This watch, it's yours, Barb. I noticed that he had stolen your watch, the one we've been looking for weeks. Here you go.
Oh my God. Thank you. Yeah.
Can you believe it?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's monogrammed.
It's another surprise, though. That's really nice. It says it's for my 22nd birthday. And if you ever interrupt me again, it's going to be a big skin tag, a big one.
No, I do just want to say I did overhear Security Chief Williams saying that he was panicked because he needed to get a present for his girlfriend. Because he was afraid that she was going to leave him for a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Who's his girlfriend?
Well, I you know, I don't want to point fingers, but...
Trish!
What?
I'll point the fingers.
And Trish said, I want what Barb has. I remember hearing her say that.
I remember that, too. Yeah, she said that at the karaoke night.
Let me be honest. I guess raise your hand if you don't want what Barb has.
Now, I would agree with that. Now, I don't see anything wrong with saying that. It's called aspiration. It's called looking up your upline and seeing who's making sense. And I would want what I have, too. So you're getting a Barb buck.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? I had already dated the security chief. And sloppy seconds, free range.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And you know what? When you were done with him, they were sloppy, ma'am. Wait.
I don't think that's a compliment.
No, I meant it as one.
Protein spill.
No, stop.
I think she meant his brains were sloppy.
That's not what she said.
I thought you meant like his pants were moist.
She's not talking about his penis.
Well, she was at breakfast is what I heard. I mean, I don't get invited to breakfast.
Oh, all of a sudden, you know what happens at breakfast.
Well, no, yeah, I listen.
I was three tables away, and all I heard was Trish like, and his penis, and then went back to normal.
You know what? It sounds like you've got a little bit of a personal vendetta. And that's not
that's not part of our Barb values. Mm-hmm. I'm going to refer back. I'm going to refer back to Team Spirit. We're all in this together. Look out for each other.
Hurrah! Mm-hmm.
Well, that was nice. That was nice.
Well, I was trying to look out for Trish when I wasn't naming her, but somebody else decided to force the hand. I was going to let it go to you, Barb, and your wisdom to figure it out.
Well, and you know, I did. Again, I want to see you be your best self. And your best self wants to be more like me. I understand. That's why it's in the employee handbook. Sloppy seconds are fair game. Mm-hmm. You know? You know, I've got something else to talk about here.
Also, I'm not quite sure. What did you? I think you had said a skin tag, but I don't know who for.
No, I had said a Barb Buck, and that Barb Buck was for Trish.
Okay.
And I threatened a skin tag.
Ah.
Yeah, maybe you misheard when I got a Barb Buck.
Barb, way to go. That's so... Trish.
Okay. Sorry, I'm going to take that on the chin. I'm going to take that on the chin as a compliment.
It is. I just love that name.
That's very cute. It's cute. I heard something else happened about a getaway vehicle. Now, I'm confused because all of this happened right here at the black site. So the fact that there was a getaway vehicle at all is a little ishy to me, but I also heard it was swallowed up in a sinkhole. So can someone explain who was trying to get away from here where I am?
Mm. Oh, no. I think you misunderstand. It was the company-wide getaway vehicle, the one that you had requisitioned for your getaway.
Oh.
Your getaway vehicle got swallowed up in a sinkhole. No one was trying to get away. Somebody just caused a sinkhole.
Yeah, apparently the vehicle was too heavy from posters that hadn't been canvassed. It just sort of made a sinkhole that wasn't there before.
Yeah, it was actually unrelated to the Bondal Adlet escape. But it happened at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing that my vintage Honda Prelude was being used not just as a getaway vehicle for me, but also was being utilized for canvassing? That doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't. And I wish it wasn't the case, but I asked Coral if he would loan me the keys to the, you know, our normal van that we use for such activities. But he said that I would have to take it out of his cold, dead hands and that he was, and I quote, older than God and twice as strong.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
The boy tells no lies.
Well, I guess you should have killed him then.
Well, that's...
So he kind of painted me into a corner there.
Did he, though? Because does that mean you have to steal my Honda Prelude? It's a vintage car.
Oh, I would never dream of stealing it, but I did put the posters in the back of it just for the time being.
Do you have a locker?
Me?
Yeah.
I do, but someone, I don't want to name any names, someone is using it to hold all of their yoga mats and jiu-jitsu equipment.
Guilty.
It's me.
Oh, it's actually you both too? Of them.
Both
That's
of you.
Hilarious.
We wanted to be better henchmen for you, so we were training on the side to be better at jiu-jitsu. And, well, we're the same height, so we thought we should work together.
No, I appreciate that. I'm definitely given a skin tag for using my Honda Prelude to put any canvassing materials in. If I needed to get away, there might not have been room for me and my new tabby kitty cat.
I mean, Barb, can I just say one thing?
You can say one thing.
I'm so glad that I'll gladly take the skin tag, but I am so glad that I put some weight in that car and discovered that there was a sinkhole underneath it before you got in there and sunk. And if
Are
I
you
have to
saying
take,
that she would have made
I
it
have
sink?
To take, I'm
yeah,
saying
wow.
that I'm saying that if Barb had gotten in that car and it had sunk with her in it, I would have never forgiven myself.
There was like
so
300 pounds of posters in there. What are
you
trying to say about
she's
Barb?
The same weight?
You know Is what? That... I'm actually going to give Jeb a Barb Buck here. And I don't like being patronized. So I can tell when my weight is being made a subject of fun. And this isn't the case here.
Is he also getting the skin tag?
He's getting both.
Wow, you seem really preoccupied with how I'm doing, Coral. But you should be focused on how you're doing.
Well,
because
I'm
going to
live forever,
this
you little shit.
Now,
I told you before, and I'll tell you again. I'm never going to die.
This is is going really well.
Barb, I gotta be honest about it. Jeb's been telling me he's coming for my job, and it's been making me nervous, and it's been making me anxious.
Oh, it sounds like you're admitting a lot of weakness on the job right now. It's making you nervous and anxious.
Well, and yeah, because I'm afraid of the kind of horrors I'm going to have to bring down on him.
But Coral, here's the deal. Yeah, when over your tenure as Monster Containment, when monster escapes go up by 7,000%, yeah, I'm thinking about stepping in.
That's because we got way more monsters now than we did. When I got hired, we had one monster and it didn't escape.
Oh, Coral, beautiful.
1, 2, 3, eyes on me.
I'm looking.
Quiet coyote.
You don't have to say it. You just have to put your eyes on me. Okay. I appreciate the quiet coyotes. Great job. You know, we're getting a little bit sidetracked here. I don't really give a flying fart about monster containment. And I don't really care about people, you know, having little interpersonal conflicts at the water cooler. What I'm talking about is a Bundle-Adlet.
Mm-hmm.
And how you successfully captured it, but how things got messed up. And there's some other things that got messed up along the way. But this isn't one of them. Dutch, I'm excited to talk about this.
Oh,
I heard that you challenged that monster to a foot race, and its pride would not let it turn it down.
Yes. If I know anything about Bondolits, it's that their pride takes over even in the most intense situations. So I said, I'm going to race this, and I'm going to race it back to the monster containment. And I would have beat it, if Trish hadn't left out all those banana peels.
Okay. Now, this is going to make sense when you hear what I did. I had already covered myself in honey.
Right.
And I thought, okay, it's going to slip on these banana peels and then it's going to stick to me. You know.
Wait, can I ask a follow-up question?
I know it sounds like
Dutch?
A cartoon fix, but I got to tell you, look, sometimes you got to be innovative. You've got to think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, most of my inspiration does come from cartoons as the sketch artist. And so I was bold and brave and I tried it.
And did it work, though? Did that
not
part
at all.
Work?
No, yeah. Not at all.
No.
I just don't know why Dutch felt like he had to wager a night with Barb on the winner of the race.
Yeah, that was odd.
What?
Well, I thought like the only thing that would get it excited would be like the best prize in the world. I'm not going to offer it a toaster. That wouldn't get it go for a run.
Oh, so you were lying to it. That makes sense. Well,
and also, the joke's on you, Dutch, because that adlet for months has been talking about how much it wants a toaster.
It has been pretty much exclusively wailing about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I
can't sleep at night.
I show it to it every day just to taunt it.
Why do you think it broke out during breakfast?
I would never give the monster what it wants, okay? I just give it nephews.
Well, how many nephews have you given it?
Just yours.
Right. I gave it a nephew.
I helped.
And you know what? Coral, I think you deserve a Barb Buck for that.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. I thought about it, and that was a bit of a personal sacrifice for the good of the whole team.
Yeah, so he was a shit, but he was my shit.
Also, I just thought if we gave it a toaster, that would just make the electricity prices go up, and we don't need to do that.
Dutch, you're digging a hole here because I brought this up to maybe help you, but you said that you offered it me because that would be the best price in the world, but you knew it wanted a toaster more, and you wouldn't offer it that because you couldn't really give it to it. But does that mean you were really going to give it a night with me if it won the foot race?
I mean, I would not force you to do anything.
That is what he kept screaming. He kept screaming, I will make this happen.
Yeah, because I like to lie to monsters, okay? That's my hobby. I think I said that, things I like to do, fish and lie to monsters.
Well,
okay.
It was kind of sad because he was losing the race while he was shouting it out. He was shouting it out just to try to fake it out, you know, while it was well ahead of him on the race. And
it was not even close.
It turned around when I said that, though. It turned around.
You know,
it ran even faster backwards.
Yeah. So
Dutch was at the end of his rope, and he was really trying to pull for something. So I'm going to give him a Barb Buck for that. But Jeb, I want to turn to you,
Barb, it was a pure desperation. I mean, he wasn't at the end of his. This guy was grasping. He yelled, "Kill the power!" So that no one would see that he was losing.
Just, it's true.
I appreciate your passion, but you interrupted me again. And I was about to talk to you about something that you did cartoonishly well, which was, didn't you paint a fake tunnel on the wall that the Bondolatlet crashed into when it tried to escape from this foot race? Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. I saw that the Bondolatlet was like clearly in the lead, and I was really nervous that somehow you were going to have to spend a night with this thing. Okay, so I did what anyone would do. I grabbed some leftover paints that Trish had left lying around, and I painted what looked like a shortcut to the finish line of the race on the wall. And the Bondolatlet tried to run through the shortcut and, of course, crashed into the wall and knocked itself out.
Now, that's real good work. You know, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for that. I heard that after the Bondolatlet, it sounds like had been sort of, what's the word? Put out of commission, that some stuff kept happening. Dutch, did you fire a gun at the Bondolatlet at that time and shoot Trish in the bottom?
Okay, so it was a starter pistol that I used to start the race. Okay, so yes, but here's the thing. I was so terrified that he was going to break the wall. So I said, let's take him out now. And I did shoot Trish in the bum.
Okay, I feel like you're leaving out an important detail, which was Trish said, thank goodness that he knocked himself out because he was clearly going to beat you in that race. And you said, never tell anyone that. I'll kill you, you stupid idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think it was lucky that he successfully shot Trish because the lights were still out from when he called for us to turn all the lights out.
Oh, you did that? Who did that? Who turned the lights out?
Well, I did.
Well, it was Coral.
Yeah, I turned them out. Somebody called to turn the lights out. We're trying to catch the thing, I think.
Okay.
No reason. I'm going to give you a skin tag for that.
Well,
you know
wait,
that,
wait.
Right?
Barb.
But Dutch is our commanding officer.
Yeah, Dutch
for better or worse, Coral is a rules follower.
Yeah,
I am the fastest commanding officer in the building.
See, he said it himself. I'm just trying to follow orders.
Okay, there's going to be a skin tag on the bottom of your foot, Dutch. And then... And
that's going to slow me down.
Yes, it is. And Coral, you're getting one too. Don't try to talk your way out of it again. Well, it's on the inside of your lip.
I'm not going to try to talk out of it. The only thing I'll say is this. It made sense at the time because the Adlet is a dog from the waist down and human from the waist up. Humans can't see in the dark.
Mm-hmm. So that's why, that's what me and Coral were thinking. That's why I said shut the lights.
Yeah. And Dad, she knew what's actually been slowing me down. The bullet wound in my bottom. Mm.
You get a bird buck for that because you know what? I think that's legally an obligation that I have because you were shot on company property.
But do you know what she said when she got shot? She screamed, "Now my butt's as big as Barb's."
Yeah. Okay, again, and I don't know how many times I have to say this. Sorry that my aspiration is to be a little bit more like Barb. And maybe that should be your aspirations, and you'd be a little different. And you know what? I meant aspiration to be a pun.
And you get a bright buck for it, because I liked it. And plus, I got a Brazilian butt lift for a reason. I like having a big butt.
No, but also she did say that she was excited to finally pursue her workman's comp fraud scheme.
What?
I feel like we're getting... Is that true? Wait,
no,
what?
That is true. Yeah, I forgot about that. Trish tried to get me in on this a couple of months ago, and I honestly thought she kind of gave up on it. But no, yeah, she was trying to put together a big pyramid scheme to defraud the company out of a bunch of money.
Yeah. I see what's happening. It's a boys' club when stuff goes down, isn't it?
No, I'm very familiar with this concept.
Barb,
yeah.
That's why I have three fingers on my right hand, just because Trish told me twice that if I lost a finger, I could be part of her scheme.
So you're admitting... that you wanted to be part of the scheme.
Of course I did. It's what you would do. You want you scheme and you get ahead. And I did it twice. And she told me no both times. And I lost two fingers.
I need to give you a skin tag for that. That is such a royal failure, my friend.
And I know this follow-up question is coming, but I have three fingers on my left hand because after the bullet ripped through Trish's butt cheeks, it ricocheted off the wall and sliced off two of my fingers.
Well, I have no choice but to give you a Bart buck.
I don't want to brag, but I have an extra thumb behind my right ear. So
Okay, wow. Well, waving that in my face as I talk about my missing fingers.
Yeah, me too.
If you're able to donate that to one of your coworkers, you might
get it. I would like to.
Yeah. Well, no, a thumb isn't even one of the ones I'm missing.
I lay my head on the desk and I'm like, chop it off.
Listen, I do it.
Oh, God. You know what? You each get a Bart buck.
Oh, nice. Oh. Teamwork.
Teamwork. I like that. That's what I'm talking about here. That's called team spirit. That's called personal development. It's called inventory management. You didn't need that thumb behind your ear.
Mm-mm.
And Jeff needed another finger. Great. We're
doing
it.
Could I try to bring all my skin tags together to at least look like a finger?
Oh. That's horrors. Coral,
I am so rarely speechless, but I was rendered such for a few seconds there, and I'm going to have to give you another skin tag, and it's not on your hand.
I'm just trying to make good with what I got.
I understand that, and I respect it, but I don't like it. I have another question, and it's not an easy one to ask. I heard that the creature downloaded a virus onto my kazaa. They thought it was Heya.
Yep.
Who gave the creature my kazaa?
Oh, who here loves technology more than anything?
Coral.
No, I've got my Zoom. It's all I use is my Zoom.
I mean, don't look at me. I'm a LimeWire guy.
Well, yeah, but you know how that stuff works. I have to go to Jeb to get all of my music.
Okay, it was me.
What the heck? Well, I like your honesty. What happened?
Well, Barb, I'm not going to lie to you. We were looking to do a little celebrating after we put the monster away because, as you know, and as you often say, one good turn deserves a celebration. So I was trying to put together a cool playlist for us to jam out to, and it turns out that someone's been looking at your computer and using the internet to, I believe, Google search butt, double butt, big butt photos. And open the door to a lot of phishing and hacking scams.
Uh-oh. Trish, was that you? The butt, double butt stuff.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah. I get it. It's hard. It's hard when you aspire.
Well.
Mm-hmm. To be more.
Okay. I'm sorry. That is hilarious. Aspire. Barb, I love that.
You know what? Thank you. I you got it from me.
Barb, I'm so sorry to be the one to say this, and I'm sure I'll get in trouble, but the truth is important. I've been starting to think that Trish might be doing a single white female type scheme to take over your personality. She's been dressing like you when you're not around.
Oh, I get it. All of a sudden, it's a crime to look nice at work.
No.
Yeah, I'm confused about what the trouble might be. Because if I was not me, I'd dress like me too.
Yeah, you boys
like she show has
up
a mask
looking like
that
what
she
I can...
puts on. Like a full Barb mask that she puts on over her face. And then she sings like a little song about being Barb. And you guys have seen it, right? We all talk about it.
Completely.
Of course. She made me dress up like Susan.
Yeah, and she called him Susan. And honestly, Susan is a lot more homely than that.
Thank you. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Now, wait a second. If I needed anybody here to be a Susan, it's obviously Coral.
Well,
no, that's true.
That just because I know her, but I don't like her.
What?
Well, yeah, I used to work
you
with
know her.
Wait, you know her?
I'm from Lamau. Yeah, I used to work with Barb and Susan.
Knowing Susan's not a crime, just hate it's not
gross.
Hating her.
Feels like one. Feels like one.
But also, and fine, I just want the full thing of it. I think she seduced the Bondoladlet wearing the U mask.
Oh
no, is this true?
Okay.
Gross.
Now wait a second. Here's what happened. And I can explain this. I see how this sounds. I was dressed a little bit like you. Just trying something. And I can't help that the Bondoladlet was like, oh my God, when they saw me.
If you think Barb gives a second thought to being the subject of people's sexual fantasies and role-playing, you've got another thing coming. That's a Barb buck for you. This is private.
No, it's not that,
Barb.
Thank
you so much. I mean Trish.
Yeah, Barb, it's not that. It's have you seen the recent movie? It came out a couple years ago, White Chicks?
I've never seen that film.
Okay, well, the mask work that she was doing of you is about that tier.
It was pretty bad.
It was more
cartoonish.
A parody. Yeah.
I'll admit it. I'm not as good at being Barb as Barb is, okay?
I'll admit that right here.
That must have been really hard for you to admit.
It worked a little bit, though, because you did give off the entire IT department for all of June. You came in and said you get a vacation for all of June, and they believed it.
Yeah, that's why they're not around right now.
Yeah, that's why you still have all those viruses.
Oh, no. Oh, Trish. I'm going to give you a preemptive skin tag for that because we got locked out. The base security protocols got scrambled and we were all locked out. I don't know if you remember. I had to use a hairpin to get us in here and a credit card, and it was because of you giving the IT department a month off.
Listen, I'm not proud of this. I'm not proud of this, but one of them broke my heart and I thought, I'm going to break your life.
One of them broke your heart and you wanted to break their life. Why did you give the whole department a month off? Your story's not
adding up. I didn't know which one it was. Someone was sending me love letters and I really fell in love and I found out that it was just a joke amongst them.
You know
and
what?
Can I tell you something I found out recently?
Sure.
I unfortunately know who it was in the IT department.
Who was it?
It wasn't someone not working in the IT department, but was friends with someone in there. It was Dutch. Dutch paid off one of the
Dutch,
IT.
Dutch, you have friends?
Yeah. He paid them to do it. He said he wanted to do a prank like Jeb does.
I was impressed by your YouTube channel. I did watch it.
You
told me that my eyes reminded you of sand.
Yeah.
You catfished Trish.
Yeah, but I just sold the show to MTV, and I wanted to...
I'm going to have to give you a bar book for that. That's called innovation.
Thank you.
And personal development.
I also wanted to catfish her, Trish, because I found out, the mask she's been using to be you, Barb, she's been using it from the thumbs and fingers that she's tricked people into cutting off.
That's twisted.
I thought that cheek looked familiar.
Cheek?
Yeah, her right cheek.
She's convinced everyone in this place to cut off a finger.
That explains a lot, because I always felt like her chin was giving me the finger.
Mm-hmm. And it was.
That's poor inventory management. I think that people's fingers are more used to me on their hands. No offense. So I'm going to give you a skin tag for that. And I'm also going to cut this meeting short.
Who are you giving a skin tag?
I'm sorry, Trish. I was looking at Trish, but you couldn't tell because you were looking away. So yeah, it's time for me to figure out who gets a reward, because there's a reward, and who gets a punishment, because there's a punishment coming at the end of this. So in order to do that, I'm going to invite my dear friend Erin in here, and she's going to tell you how to roll.
Erin?
Yeah. So I'm out of character, because guess what? It's time to roll. And you all can all fall out of character if you want to. You know, like, what are the stinkers?
Sabotaged me at the very end. I was doing so well into these little shits at the very end. I got ganged up on and got all these.
Well, because we could see you were clearly in the lead.
Yeah, but now I'm in last place.
No, you're not in last place.
It doesn't work that way. So it's actually pretty complicated and bureaucratic the way we figure out who gets a punishment and who gets a reward. So I'll tell you what to do and then we can like go through it. So you're going to roll all your dice.
And the dice are D6 dice, regular dice.
Oh, so you got to count up your barb bucks and then count up your skin tags. Mm-hmm. So once you've added them up, let's go around and just say how many you have. Also, every time I insulted you, it was Barb insulting your character, not me insulting you. That's how games work, right?
Yeah. What's with that text you sent me?
I felt bad every time.
Yeah, Claire, you texted me too, Claire.
I was like, shut your pretty mouth.
This game is hard sometimes.
It is.
Yeah.
So let's go around in the same order that we've been announcing everything. So tell me how many Barb Buck you have and how many skin tags you have. Jeff.
Okay. So, Dutch Stewart, aka Jeff, has 6 barb bucks and 2 skin tags.
Okay. Claire.
I have 5 barb bucks, even though I felt like it was 6, but we'll let the listeners decide. And 3 skin tags.
Okay. Alan?
Because of the shenanigans.
Right.
I have 7 barb bucks and 4 skin tags.
Okay. Tyler.
Coral has 5 barb bucks and 6 skin tags.
Okay. Great. Okay, so now...
It turns out the strategy of destroying yourself is not...
So this is where it gets a little complicated. You're going to, for every barb buck, you're going to take a D6. And so if you have like five barb bucks, take five D6 and roll them. And then it's helpful if you have like a lot of D6, but if you don't, write down every dice that you roll. So like if you rolled a 6, a 5, a 4, a 3, and a 1, you would write that down.
Yeah, and you want to write down each individual number.
Yeah, each number. Not just the total. Once you've done that, just let me know.
You do the same thing for skin tags,
yeah,
right?
Then you do the same thing for skin tags, essentially. Yeah, so let's go through again, and we will say what our dice were for barb bucks and what our dice were for skin tags. Jeff, what were your barb buck dice?
My barb buck dice were a 2, a 3, a 5, and then 3 fours.
Okay, and what were your skin tag dice?
A 3 and a 3.
Okay, cool. Claire, how about you?
So my barb bucks dice were 6, 4, 3, 3, 1.
Okay, and your skin tags?
Skin tags were, okay, this is fun, 4, 1, 1.
Wow, nice.
That's what the 4, 1 is.
Wow, cool. Alan, how about you?
My barb bucks were 6, 6, 5, 5, 4, 4, 4.
Whoa. How about your skin tags?
My skin tags were 6, 4, 3, 3.
Okay. And Tyler, how about you?
My barb bucks were 6, 5, 4, 4, 4.
Okay.
And my skin tags were 6, 6, 6, 5, 2, 1.
Terrifying.
Wow. Rider strong.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so now the way we're going to get our actual score is you're going to like match up your dice rolls. Mm. And for every skin tag dice that you rolled, you have to take that out of your barb buck dice. So like if you rolled a 6 in a skin tag, then you can't have any 6s on your barb buck side.
Mm.
If you rolled a 4 on your skin tag, you can't have any 4s on your barb buck side. So anything that matches at all, take out all the instances of it on your barb buck side.
So any skin tag roll, take out all barb buck matches.
Right.
Got it.
And then once you do that, add up your barb buck score.
Oh, I think I won.
Oh, shit.
No, I have no idea.
It's possible. This really like puts it very up in the air. So once you've got that, does everyone have that number?
So my skin tag, whatever number that is, if I have a barb buck of that, I get rid of it, right?
You get rid of all of them, yeah.
So you only lose your 3 barb buck.
Awesome.
Yeah. You only had 2 skin tags?
Yeah.
What and y'all piled up on me at the end when Jeff.
I was trying to pile up on
better.
Jeff.
Dude, he just kept turning them into barb bucks.
I know.
Damn.
This dude was a slippery little fish.
I'm Dutch Stewart.
Do we all have our scores?
Yes.
Okay, Jeff. What is your highest individual barb buck die?
My highest is a 5.
A 5. Okay. How about you, Claire?
6.
6. Mm. Okay. 5. 6. And then Alan?
5.
5. Okay. And Tyler?
4.
4. So that means we have a winner.
We do.
And our winner is Claire. And we have a loser, and that's Tyler. So let's come back.
What? Oh, because I have the lowest number.
The lowest, yeah. Yep. And we're gonna come back into the meeting now. I needed a little pee break.
Yeah. Let's get back into the meeting.
Let's get back into the meeting. I have something to announce. I have to give a commendation and really a reward for this commendation to the person who really lived up to the 7 values of Barb, the best.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm going to ignore that comment, and I'm going to announce a punishment first.
What?
Get ready, Dutch.
Someone lived up to the 7 values of Barb the worst.
Oh.
Dutch.
And I think they know who they are.
Yeah, totally Dutch.
You should watch
them. And there's a lot of crosstalk in the room right now, and that's confusing to Barb. 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. Thank you so much.
Right, Coyote.
That's right. So this person basically announced at the very beginning of this meeting that they were at fault. And they were right. So I've got to say, Coral,
or Fred, as I will now call you, you're on chin hair duty. Get out your Tweezer Man brand tweezers and a magnifying glass, and you're going to stay in this room after the meeting, and you're going to pluck out my chin hairs.
Piss on you. Piss on you. I'm going to go take a nap.
Did he say piss on me?
Give me, say the word, Barb. I'll shoot him with a starter pistol.
I thought you were going to say you were going to lick up the piss.
I was going to say, shoot him with an arrow.
Shoot him. Say.
I know a place where you'll never find me, Barb. You'll never find me.
And Coral runs out of the room and slams the door and then goes off.
I chase after him.
Great. The bullet ricochets off the door and hits me in my other hand.
Oh, no. Yep.
And Coral runs off to his secret hiding spot, the cellar, to take a nap.
Oh, and that's where he dies.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
What the hell?
Oh. Because
remember Coral. Go ahead.
Coral was the dead body you guys found in the bunk bed.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Just has a heart attack after all of this.
Yeah, he didn't want chin duty at all. Well, I have happier news. I think Coral will find his end in some way that he deserves.
Piss on you.
That is so awful.
It is. That was hard to see. But I have a reward to give now. And, you know, wrap up your bleeding hand so that you can appreciate your coworker, Trish. I have for you 200 LuLaRoe leggings at a huge markdown. I'll be deducting only $1,000 starter fee from your paycheck. Normally that'd be $3,000, and you're now in my direct downline. You're welcome.
Oh, what? I want to thank you face to face. And I put on my face mask, put a thumb made of thumbs.
And I'm going to say, you know what? You're getting the soggy leggings, but you're still getting the leggings. I don't go back on my promises.
I'll buy them.
Therefore, Trish.
They were going to be soggy no matter what once I got my hands on them.
Oh, God.
Everyone out of my office.
No.
And it's at this moment that the alarms start blaring.
Huh? Do you guys hear that? Alarms. Hey, yeah.
Vaguely sounding of hey, yeah.
No, these alarms don't mess around because they love you so.
And they know for sure.
As you all realize that more Bondelgrab hybrids appear to be escaping.
God damn it, Coral.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Ooh.
Oh, brother.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Discord where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, and anything else that comes to mind. Until next time, watch out for finger masks.
We, as a podcast, have to take a quick break because my dog is growling. Then we'll be right back and get into the meeting.
Okay, I'll do a full minute of laps.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff, wait, you weren't kidding.
A little bit of dirt. I guess I should stop lapping.
No, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship. and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Allie Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.